WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mental fitness fanatics. Dylan Brooks here, your resident stoic hype man, back with another daily dose of brain-boosting goodness. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? We're thrown curveballs, bombarded by information, and constantly trying to keep up. It's no wonder our emotions can get tangled up in a mess. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon hidden within each of us that can help us navigate this crazy ride with more grace and clarity? I'm talking about emotional awareness, folks, and today we're diving deep into how to unlock it through intuition and those powerful feelings bubbling up inside. Ever felt like your gut was giving you a heads up on something, even before your logical brain caught up? Or maybe you've experienced that sudden rush of joy or anxiety that seems to come out of nowhere. These are all clues, my friends. Our emotions aren't just random explosions, they're whispers from our inner wisdom, guiding us towards what truly matters. So how do we start listening? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this emotional awareness journey. 1. Embrace the mess. First things first, let go of any shame or judgment around your feelings. It's okay to feel a mix of emotions, even seemingly contradictory ones. Remember, emotions are data points, not moral failings. They're telling us something about our experience, and ignoring them only makes the noise louder. 2. Tune in. Practice mindfulness, actively noticing those physical sensations that accompany your emotions. Is your chest tightening? Your stomach churning? Are you feeling a rush of energy or a sense of heaviness? By paying attention to these cues, you start to build a map of your emotional landscape. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you immerse yourself, the better you understand the nuances. 3. Name that feeling. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Is it sadness, anger, frustration, disappointment? The more specific you get, the clearer your understanding becomes. You might even discover subtle shades of emotion you weren't aware of before. Like, are you feeling anxious or worried? Or is there a touch of excitement mixed in? 4. Seek perspective. When emotions run high, it's easy to fall into impulsive reactions. Take a step back and ask yourself, what's driving this feeling? Is it based on facts, assumptions, or past experiences? Sometimes, simply acknowledging the trigger can help diffuse the intensity. Imagine yourself as an impartial observer, analyzing the situation with a cool head. 5. Trust your intuition. Remember those gut feelings I mentioned earlier? Don't dismiss them. Intuition is often a blend of subconscious wisdom and past experiences. It's your inner compass guiding you towards what feels right. When in doubt, take a moment to listen to that quiet voice within. It might surprise you with its guidance. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking into a meeting where you feel a knot forming in your stomach. Instead of letting that anxiety control you, you pause and acknowledge the feeling. You notice your heart racing and your palms sweating. Then, you take a deep breath and ask yourself, what's causing this unease? Maybe it's fear of public speaking or a past experience where a similar meeting went poorly. By naming the emotion and understanding its root, you can start to address it constructively. You might choose to prepare more thoroughly for the meeting, focus on your strengths, or remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Emotional awareness isn't about becoming a robotic emotionless machine, it's about developing a deeper understanding of ourselves so we can navigate life with greater intention and resilience. It's about recognizing our feelings as valuable signals, guiding us towards growth and authentic connection. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Start tuning into your inner wisdom today. Listen to those whispers, embrace the mess, and trust that journey, it's going to be incredible. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share this episode with a friend who needs a little stoic inspiration, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building this community of mental fitness rock stars together. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep those emotions flowing like a mighty river.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.